Hi, this is Barry Friedman, continuing our series of interviews with men who have done their New Warrior training adventure. And today I'm very excited to have a man out of the East Coast, King Mott, who's been involved with the New Warrior training adventure and the Mankind Project on many levels. And welcome, King.
Thank you so much. I'm pleased to talk with you.
Yeah, thank you. So, King, can you just do maybe a minute or two? Who is King Mott?
Wow, in a minute. I think that as it pertains to this, I think that I'm most proud of being a teacher. I'm a university professor, and this work has profoundly impacted that. I am also in a partnership and a civil union with a partner of many years. We have four daughters between us, one 21 years old who's in the new school in the city, and three triplets who are 17, finishing up high school. And I'm a brother. I have a fantastic family of people in the Mankind Project. My father and brother both did the work some time back, and something that captures it, a teacher, a partner, and brother and son.
Wow. Nice. Thank you for that. So in regards to the New Warrior Training Adventure, when and where did you do your weekend?
I was brought into this work in 1994 in Houston, Texas. So quite a bit back.
Yeah, it does go back, and you've taken it to extreme levels of your commitment. I've been on some weekends with you, and you're a full leader. And what is kind of your warrior resume? I know you've done so much with this project.
You know, I came into the work really startled, is the word that comes to me, by it. And what that startling aspect related to was the ability to find a place where people were working on telling the truth. And so that attracted me. It was an intense attraction, and friendship. I found like-minded people living their lives in very different ways, but with some fundamental agreement. So I stayed with the work, started doing volunteer work and staffing weekends, became very interested in the leadership, which is a whole other track, and began working on how I might be able to help lead the work in different parts of the world, did all the requisite work. But also, you know, there's just a kind of a personality profile that matches that too. It seemed to meet mine, and found myself certified to be a co-leader, certified to be a full leader, and also did some of the ceremony of the weekend. We have a nice way of bringing all sorts of belief or non-belief into some sort of ritual and ceremony.
Absolutely, very inclusive. Wow, thanks for that. So, going back to before you did your weekend and someone had either mentioned it to you or you heard about it, did you have any kind of objections, concerns before doing the weekend?
Oh, absolutely. I don't think I would have done the weekend if I had done much investigation about it. I was 32 years old, and it would have been too uncomfortable to walk into a kind of container like that, and I just would have avoided it. I think at that age in my life, I just would have said, you know, not for me. What attracted me, I had a dear friend from college who I was, we were out at a party, we ended up talking together. He had made some, there were some amazing shifts in the way that he was, the way that he was, for lack of a better way of explaining it. And so we started talking about it, and I said, okay, it sounds interesting. I'll go, really not knowing much about it, but having great confidence in Mickey, who was a dear friend from college. And in fact, he didn't ever even try and say anything about, you know, it's good for me, it's good, it's hard, it's easy, whatever it was.
Yeah.
He just said, strangely liberating, you should try it. And I went. Literally, there was a drop-off of a weekend, and I went 2 weeks later.
Wow, that's something, man. Yeah, it's funny. I had a posting on a Facebook page I have that said, what did it say? It said something about loving my family or something, and I had a little link to the New Warrior Training Adventure underneath it. And a friend of mine for over 40 years, he wrote me an email and said, I just clicked on this link on your page and I signed up and I'm going next week. Never been to a group.
Right.
So yeah, interesting story along that. And he's had a similar thing. He wouldn't have gone had he not just done that. And boy, life-changing.
Absolutely. Fun. Absolutely. Yeah. And I think most of the people, at least in the early years, and I think really still, it's the personal relationship, finding someone, but you know that's changing because personal relationships are changing, particularly in the world of increasing technology. And so,
yeah.
But I think that's an important footprint.
Mm, definitely, yeah, absolutely. Well, neat. So going back to over 17 years now or so since you've been involved in this work, do you have any idea of how many men you've introduced to this work, and some overall feeling of the reaction of men you've brought into this?
You know, as I mentioned earlier, probably the most important people that I brought into the work, and I say people because while men do the weekend, women and children are really directly impacted by it. So, and that's my family.
Mm.
So my brother did the work about 6 months after me, and I did the same thing with him. I said, I was really not going to tell you much about it because you'll think it way too weird. He laughed and said, okay, I'll go. And then my dad, who was in recovery, he was a former alcoholic, and he, or as he would say, always an alcoholic, but anyway, he was in recovery, and he was doing a lot of work in recovery, and he figured that that was a way to his, whatever satisfied him, but ultimately he went too and commented that it was another step. To the 12 steps. It was really another step for him, and it was about family. Outside of family, oh gosh, so many people,
yeah.
A lot of friends. I'm a teacher. Once people are out of college, if I've had a relationship with them, often I get them on the weekend, so I have a lot of former students that have gone.
Ah, interesting.
And I also have, wherever I've moved, I've been in several cities and even lived in the UK abroad, when I met people who had a similar sort of curiosity about the world, I would say, you ought to check this out.
Ah, very interesting, yeah. So much happens on these weekends, as a lot of men in the interview series have talked about here, and then a lot more happens to the continuation in the I-groups. Are you active in I-groups still?
Yeah, I am. I have a kind of a different slant on that. I think that a lot more happens in the sense that there is more time in men's circles and in circles. I'm in circles. Yes, I'm active. I have circles where there are men and women now in using the technologies that we have available. So, yes, but I don't think that any of it is possible without that real concentrated shot. I've sat in a lot of different spiritual circles,
yeah.
And one I'm very involved with still, but it doesn't provide the technology to resolve whatever or to assist whatever, because someone may not understand where I'm coming from. So the thing that's accomplished on the weekend for me that is most significant is the initiation into or introduction into the ability to relate to other people differently.
Mm-hmm.
And that is something that is extraordinary and enables me to see people very differently positioned from a socioeconomic background, race, whatever it is, and wait to hear what really is going on because I can understand them because we use the same template.
Mm, yeah. Wow, well said. So I've heard a lot about your life on this phone call, and I don't know really where you were before all this happened. Is there some highlights you could say how your life's different, how you changed your life since the New Warrior Training Adventure?
Yeah, but it's interesting because a lot of men come to whatever they come to, in very different places. I had a beautiful life.
Yeah.
I have loving parents. I grew up in a very safe place. I had not experienced any great... as I look back on it, we all have been cut up in some ways, but I was really extraordinarily blessed.
Mm.
I always felt like I was a little bit, that I would be found out at any time. So there was this kind of fraudulent, fear that I had because what I was doing, although it looked very good, never really, I didn't really believe it. So I'm, you know, I'm in a fraternity in college. I'm successful. I'm going through school. I have people who, you know, around me who I think are successful, all of that stuff.
Yeah.
And what the weekend did for me, the change for me was it enabled me to begin to construct my reality based on my own choices and not live a life according to others' choices, even when the choices were quite okay.
Mm.
You know, it wasn't as if I was in some dark tunnel. I was drinking too much, probably, and that's really not good in my family. I was probably drinking too much. I was probably, not probably, I was way over invested in, you know, in the house, country club bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And so, if anything, I was there was my wasted time. And so, the weekend transitioned my ability to choose. And it didn't make me different. It didn't make me peculiar. It made me feel good about what I was doing. And that, while it seems like a subtle shift, you know, not a hard right or a hard left in terms of my life's choices, over time has changed everything.
Yeah. Wow, beautiful way to frame that. Yeah. I like how you say you're not complaining about where you came from, but to really own where you the decisions you made. Fantastic.
Right, yeah. And where I was going to go. I mean, I think that a lot of men are on autopilot, and that can be a really pleasant thing.
Yeah.
So there's nothing wrong. I mean, this is not a place to come only if you're broken. It's a place to come to check it out. You know, to check out these choices and to check out these realities and see if there's something else driving the car. And if not, then get on with it. But it will be more clearly and more freely chosen.
Yeah. Well, you touched on something I wanted to end with this, where you just really connected with a great message there for men who may be kind of thinking about taking the step in their life. And that was some great words on that you just said. But anything else come to mind when you think about it? You've probably dealt with a lot of guys who are thinking, well, should I do this? Shouldn't I do it?
I you know, this is the way I look at it, just with the kind of the crowd that I'm most familiar with. Men that I know spend money on all sorts of things. You know, we don't necessarily add it up, because if we add it up, then it might be shocking. I just think that if one likes adventure and one wants to discover what courage really means, without all of, you know, without creating this idea that it's some macho you know, game, this is the place to go, because the script is going to be written by the man that comes. Sure, we're going to have some processes set up for him, but first of all, he can choose to do anything or not do anything. And how he does it and what he does about it is all related to who he is and where he wants to take it.
Yeah. Wow. King, that's great. Thank you so much for your insight. I'm coming at this after 17 plus years in this work and all you've seen, and I've been on a couple of weekends that you've led, and I just really held you in high esteem about the integrity you bring to this work. So
thank you so much, Ben.
Yeah.
Really
thanks a ton for checking in with us. I appreciate it, King. Take care.
Bye-bye.